But now, if you're born again, if you're in the Lord, but now you are light. You are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now you'll notice it doesn't say, this is so cool. And they were saying this at the baptism the other night. It just freaked me out. It doesn't say you were in darkness, does it? What's it say? You were darkness. You were. Your very nature was as children of wrath. You were darkness before you came to Christ. But now we're not simply in the light. We are the light. You are light in the Lord. We possess a new nature that is infused with the light of God. Do you know that? You possess, Liamar, you possess a new nature that is infused with the light of God. Man, I ought to be wearing shades, man. Wow. Now, not to be confused, not to draw any confusion, that doesn't mean that we are God. Okay? Not to be confused. We are light, but that doesn't mean we are God. It simply means we are infused by and radiate His light. Okay? Now, how do I sort all that out in my brain? Okay, here's how you can do it. A light bulb. I think we have a picture of one up. Yeah. A light bulb is a light, right? When somebody says, turn on the light, and they point to the light bulb, you hit the switch. You don't stand there and argue with them and say, well, that thing is not the light. Somebody says, cut the light on. You say, all right, brother. Hit the switch and you turn on the light. A light bulb is a light. Amen? Do you agree? Yes. Anybody disagree? Cool. A light bulb is a light, but it is not the light. It is simply set on fire by and infused with the light and then radiates light out of itself. It is a light, but it is not the light. And we, likewise, are light. Per se, but we are not technically the light. He radiates out of us. He sets us on fire and infuses us with His power, and He shines through us so that we now have a nature that is just flooded with the light and glory and truth and power of God. And we are light in the Lord. We ought to walk as children of that light, of that new nature. We have been born again. We have a nature that we ought to walk in. Praise God. We were by nature darkness, now we are by nature light. There's another sort of similar passage in Romans chapter 6. Romans 6:11 says, likewise, I guess he knew I was going to talk about this. Likewise, you also, and if that's you, raise your hand. You also, yes. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a day of reckoning, I guess. We're supposed to reckon that we're dead to sin and alive to God. So we were darkness, now we're light. We were dead, spiritually dead in our sins. We were a stinking, rotting, putrid, decaying corpse of spirituality. Dead in our sins. We stank like Lazarus. Dead, or like my dogs when they come in out of the wet rain. That wet dog funk is nasty, man. But that's what we were. We were spiritually dead in our sins. Now we are alive in God, alive to God in Christ. And so we are to reckon ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God. We have a new life inside of us, the Holy Spirit, who transforms us from glory to glory into the image of Christ. And Christianity, if you hear nothing else today, please hear this. Christianity is all about. Christianity is all about. It is all about walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the Christian walk. It's not going to church, reading the Bible, saying your prayers, and witnessing to the community. Those are all good things, but you can do all of those things and be dead as a doornail. The Christian life, the Christian walk, is all about walking in the Holy Spirit. That's what we are called to do. You know, we have a sign outside that says we're a Spirit-filled church. There is no other church. The church of Jesus Christ is a Spirit-filled, Spirit-led church. That's who and what we are called to be. That's why we ought to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day, because we can't walk in the Lord without that. We're helpless without it. Praise God. We ought to be radiant with the Holy Spirit. We ought to be lit up with the glory of God. Galatians 5:16, Paul says, this is what it means. He says, I say then, sounds English, doesn't it? I say then, brothers. Boy, I do a horrible English accent. I mean, I ought to just have tape over my mouth. Man. Ian, how would you say that? Verse 16, the first three words.
I say
them. Oh, man. Sweet. That's the way to say, that's the way to quote Galatians. Thank you. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish, if you're in the flesh. You do not do the things that you wish. Verse 18, but by contrast, but if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. In other words, you will do whatever your nature is to do. Whatever nature you walk in, that's the fruit you're going to produce. If you're walking in the flesh, you're going to produce works of the flesh. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. And he goes on in verse 19 and says exactly that. Verse 19, now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, pharmakia, which is another word for drug abuse, hatred, contentions, jealousies, gentlemen, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. In other words, this is just a sample list. He could go on and on and on of the works of the flesh, which are evident, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's sobering. I didn't say if you slip up and stumble and happen to do one of these things. Those who make their life a continual practice of these works of the flesh are frankly not born again. They are not living by a new nature given to them by the Holy Spirit. They are still dead in their trespasses and sins, and this is the fruit it's producing. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Where will they go? To hell. It's the only other option. That's right. No, they're not coming back to Los Angeles in some other form like a cockroach. They will inherit the kingdom of God, or they will perish under God's judgment in hell. That's sobering. Why? Because they've never been born again. They live life as children of darkness. They are by their very nature children of wrath, says the Word of God. And those are the only works that their fleshly sin nature produces. So their judgment is just. God is righteous to send them where they go. But if only they had the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. If only they had that new nature. If only they knew what it was like to come to Jesus Christ and find ourselves in Him. And find hope and life and purpose and power to do the right thing. If only they met Him and fell at His feet just in awe of this one who loves us so passionately, who gave His own life for sinners like you and me because He wanted us to spend eternity with Him, and He would go to any length to make sure it happened. If only they could get that new nature to flood their soul with the light of God and empower them and put a new walk in their feet. And this is what it would produce in their life. And isn't this beautiful? Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But, Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He goes on to say, against these things there is no law. You know what I see when I look at these things? This is not a list of rules. I don't see any rules here. These are a list of qualities, of attributes, of attitudes, personal qualities. In Christianity, truly, the bottom line is we're not following rules so much as we are following Christ.